Hey, Jess and Ducko, welcome to the podcast.
Imagine finding out that a team of scientists had worked out how to give you a vasectomy without you really knowing.
What?
Huh? Like you're born with it and you grow up and you didn't realise.
Yeah, so it had spread through, but even just like now, then you wake up one day being like, damn, that scientist got me and I didn't even realise, now I can't have bebes.
He just got from behind you with a chloroform rag.
Well, and you then in this instant are a mosquito.
What?
A team of Queensland scientists are trying to work out how
to... Hey, the mozzies are bad up there. Yes. So if this is to stop them breeding, it's not a bad call.
Yeah, so they are trying to curb the plague of mosquitoes. So they have worked out how to give them a chemical vasectomy. So basically spray like where they live and then just like... Is it Angels and Demons or one of those Dan Brown books where just like an...
No, it's not Angels and
what
Demons.
What am I thinking of? And then the mist goes in the air
it's
and just like...
the fifth one.
Yeah, like some people, you know, everyone breathes it in, but some people are basically rendered infertile.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly, it's to curb the population growth. I mean, that's in a book, but this is what literally these Queensland people are trying
Origin.
To do.
Origin.
That's it. With mosquitoes, because they're so prolific in Queensland, and some of them we know carry a lot of viruses. Here, we often hear once a year when there's been big storms or whatever, the mosquitoes carry Ross River virus.
Yeah. They're bad here too.
They're bad here too, but yes, this is specifically in Queensland. So they're trying to work out how to basically chemically castrate the males of the mosquito species to make sure that they can't impregnate and thus impregnate the ladies and thus make more virus-riddled mosquitoes.
And are they kind of like working out if they're good blokes or bad blokes to start with?
Yeah,
and kind
true.
Of choosing who they're castrating.
Good question.
Like, that guy's a jerk.
I'm not sure
he
if
bites children.
I'm not sure if they're getting in for interrogations or anything like that.
Right.
Which seems a little rude. They're really, you know.
Surely there'd be like nest areas where they know, oh, that area and that
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, and they're just, they're just sort of, you know, bombing them all.
Yeah.
And then they wake up being like, hang on, can't impregnate Julie now. So there we go.
But they can have bulk sex. They just can't get pregnant. You know what I mean?
You're so right.
So really.
Keep trying, Jules.
Maybe one of the people on this CSIRO team is a male mosquito.
You know,
I speak for all my brothers. We want to have the hanky-panky, but we're happy to not have 7,000 children because I'm pretty sure they lay many, many babies.
Yeah, we used to go on science excursions to the CSIRO.
No. Mm. Is that a trip that you would do?
Oh, not a fun trip. Not for me.
No.
But, yeah.
Did you see any early stirrings of chemical vasectomies in the mosquito lab?
Men in lab coats just creating something?
Can you imagine doing a big science degree? That's a lot of your time, a lot of energy, a lot of stress to grow up and become a mosquito vasectomy man in the CSIRO. What are you working
feels
on?
Feels like a waste of your degree.
Yeah, what are you working on, Jeffrey? I'm working on how to chemically castrate mosquitoes.
Do you know what, though? You would get from the people, you would get some cred.
Oh, you reckon?
Like, thank goodness I hate those things.
Yeah. You get a lot of that. But then you'd also get the other people like, how dare you, mosquitoes have a right
they
to make babies.
They have a right to make babies.
Yeah, you're not saying that when they bite you and give you Ross River.
Not exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, kudos to the CSIRO. Didn't know that was a problem that we could fix that way.
Yeah.
But look at them thinking outside the box.
Is this from your memory? Because I've done a tour of the CSIRO as well.
Oh, you've also done one?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Because I loved it. Because a lot of the research is quite clandestine, they don't really let you into a lot of the buildings.
What do you mean?
There's
how old were you? Year 9 or something?
Oh, even younger.
Oh, but the primary school.
Could have been.
What do they think a primary school is going to come in with, like, take pictures and notes and then steal their tech?
No, it's just
like
a boring excursion. Oh.
Yeah, but we were pretty much just taken around the car park. Like, that's the research where they do, you know, insert something really interesting. We obviously can't go in there. That research is private. This building is also private, but they're doing some amazing stuff in the tech world.
Yeah, it was like that. It was definitely like that. And there's all these big white sort of like buildings and sheds and stuff, and you don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
You take their word for it. They could be growing marijuana in there.
Who knows?
Probably are.
This is interesting, though. One of the head doctors, he's not the mosquito, he's an actual human, but he said, we actually do need mosquitoes.
I was wondering. That was on my mind.
Because people have obviously asked, why don't you just kill them?
Yeah.
You know, why don't we just poison the mosquitoes? And he's like, nah.
The ecosystem wouldn't cope.
Exactly. Because they are the main food source for a lot of birds. They pollinate plants and they make the Australian environment what it is today.
Huh.
We just need to curb their numbers, not get rid of them altogether.
It's like COVID. Just curb it. You know, curb it. Oh,
shut up.
Don't need
so
COVID.
Half the team is working on vasectomies for the mosquitoes, but the other half of the team is looking at breeding the mosquitoes who don't carry viruses. So what are you doing, guys? Are we castrating them or are we just, or are we promoting them and giving them oysters and strawberries dipped in chocolate to make them breed?
Imagine like being in a pile-up. It's like you and your best friend and you're like, oh, they're picking me. Where am I going? Castration?
No!
Timmy's going to the oysters!
They've done it again.
Oh, well done.
Our friends at Cosmo.
Ah.
They have done it again. They have put together 110 things that we all need to be putting on our sexy time bucket list.
We call it a bucket list. We're supposed to make a list of all the things we wanted to do in our lives before we kick the bucket. Cutesy.
Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson want us to do a bucket list.
Yeah.
Specifically, sexy bucket list. So we obviously don't have time for all 110. I wish we did.
I wish we did too.
110.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can do. They put a
large team on this. This is not the work of one person.
Really?
This is,
oh, yeah.
The byline is just 105 people.
Literally. It's just wonderful. One of them.
Yeah.
Rip the clothes off each other, but literally, it'll be worth the popped buttons and the ripped T-shirt for the passion.
Do you know how hard it is to get through the neck part of a T-shirt?
Okay, maybe you need to start
pre-cut
it off.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your job, fine. Nick.
I suppose you'd have to do button-ups.
Tonight I want you to go home and cut a bunch of Georgette's dresses and shirts.
Yeah.
And just whatever ones you
look
pick
strong.
Tonight. Yeah, and then you'll look great.
And so say, I am all that is man.
That's great. And then just watch the passion flow out of you.
Yeah.
I like this one. Have sexy time on the washing machine.
I've heard of that a few times. So you turn it on.
You turn it on.
A rinse and spin cycle, I'd presume.
I would think at minimum a short cycle. We don't want, you know what? Put a load in at the same time. Let's not waste
double
water
whammy
and run the washing machine just for no reason. But yes, I personally would recommend a top loader better than a front loader.
Yes.
For the vibration and the jiggle.
Right.
But it's personal opinion.
So you've done it. Oh, that's right. The good guys.
Okay.
This one.
No comment.
No denial.
Have sexy time on a pool table.
Okay, that's quite worrying because the legs aren't that secure.
Yeah, and you would really need to make sure your weight is distributed nicely.
Yeah.
That the pool cues have been put away.
And that felt mat would give you carpet burn.
Probably, but I think they're trying to tap into sort of that Hollywood. Mm. We always see it in TV shows and Hollywood movies, don't we?
Yeah, but... All right, I'm going to get quite technical here, but
sure.
The edge of a pool...
Remember, we've got a lot to get through.
Okay, just really quickly. The edge of a pool table, it's like straight up and across, and then it kind of jaggers in backwards.
With the lip,
and goes down 3 inches. It's a very awkward part to have. Usually what I'm thinking is your butt.
Yes.
It's not a comfortable place to do it. I'm sorry, Cosmo, but that one's wrong.
We don't like that one. All right, Nick Gill guarantee you
like
won't
it.
Like sexy time on the pool table.
So the felt won't recover.
It would never recover.
You're not having the boys over the next night being like, what's this butt-shaped stain on your pool table?
Why is the felt ripped out?
What about this one? Ducko, maybe in your territory. Try working out butt naked together.
Wait, have you ever got clothes on when you're working out?
No.
that's why you grew that backyard hedge so high, isn't it? So your Macedonian neighbours can't have a little cheeky peek. This one I don't mind. Yeah. Try vibrating panties with your partner in public.
Oh, my mates did that.
Shut up.
At the ones where they control it?
Yes. That's what we were out at a pub once, or a bar, and it was like 2 a.m. and she went to the bar and he goes to me and Morgan, they're not together anymore, and he goes, look at this, and he pulls out a little button remote and hits the button, and she's at the bar and she's genuinely standing up. She goes like, and like goes
down. Knees buckled.
Yeah, and she looks over to him and half smiles, and I was like, wow. Can I have a go?
I've heard they're really good for long distance partners because you can connect some to apps. So you might be living interstate or even internationally, and it's like they're thinking of you, and then you get this little vibration.
You can be at work in an office.
Exactly.
In a meeting.
But then there was a worrying one for the guys where you could encase your member, but you could lock it, but people could hack it. So they could lock you in permanently.
Like a chastity belt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's all you
are. This one I'm not sure about, Cosmo. Have sex in a graveyard.
Oh, you get some demons there.
This is where you don't need 110.
It's a fun reminder that life is short.
Yeah, I like that. And whose grave would you do it on, you know?
Ooh. Now, this one obviously was written for me. Incorporate food in the bedroom. Speaks for itself.
Does it mention a butter chicken tarp?
I like this one. We've actually talked about it on this very show. Have your partner eat sushi off your naked body. They come home and you are the sushi train.
Very good.
Very sexy.
Are you adding soy sauce? Because I'm worried about that down in my bits.
Okay, and the wasabi.
I'm more worried about the wasabi.
Yeah. Wasabi, yeah.
Well, maybe you can follow it up with lick every part of their body.
Good.
And for the sushi train one, does it have like a $2.50 plate and a $7.50 plate?
Yeah, like, yeah. If you want a plate, so you're getting. Or you got like a regular sushi with those long rolls?
I like this one again, Nick. I think this is in your territory. Write your own erotica for you and your partner.
That's Gilly.
And then the following point is read it to them.
Yeah, you can do it while you're playing one of your own songs.
Obviously, read it to them. Yeah, you're not spending like 8 weeks writing erotica and then going, hey, I wrote some erotica. Great, let's jump into it.
And then this one, actually going back to the vibrating panties, I guess. Yeah. Maybe they're in the office. Maybe they're doing something important. This one ties in. Pleasure your partner while they're on an important business call.
And then
subsequently have them do it to you when you are on an important business call.
Sometimes when Morgan's on like FaceTime to a friend or maybe even her family and they can't see me and I'll be standing opposite, I'll like take my pants down and do the windmill. Just see if she can't laugh or not. You know?
Fantastic. Yeah. And then she does laugh and how does she explain that to, you know, Gran that she's talking to?
I run off. I hide.
I'm incorporating emoji into my speech to better express myself. Oil needs a little rebound nookie. Eggplant emoji.
Nick, Jess and Ducko's emoji game. Send me an
emoji. About to get competitive, guys.
Oh, yeah, we love this game. Producer Alex is in studio. Good morning, Al.
Morning.
You have a bunch of movie titles in your hot little hands, but they are spelt out in emojis. So you're going to read them out, play along, hit family. And we have to guess the movie title. Mm.
Yes. Now I've worked a bit more for you, Ducko, to try and make it.
We just changed the game midway through the game, but that's fine. It's titles or is it theme
last
of the movie?
Last week was a bit more creative. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
As opposed to more blatant, but that's okay.
So I finally got some.
Yes.
Here we go.
The way your brain works.
Yeah.
And the way our brain works may be a bit different, but that's all right. Let's see how we go this week.
Let's see. Okay. First one, we've got egg, coffee, croissant, and club.
Breakfast Club. Breakfast
Yes.
Club. Yes. I'm back. I can feel it today.
Okay, there you go.
God.
Sorry. I get
aggressive.
I mean, everyone's a winner. You know what I mean? The real winner's emoji.
The winner is fun.
I love you guys.
You know?
Yeah. Totally. You're on a one-answer streak over there.
Okay, next one. Girl, devil.
Devil Wears Prada.
Flower and surfing.
Girl with the dragon tattoo. No. The girl.
Blue.
Deep blue.
Blue crush.
No, kids movie, Disney.
Lilo and Stitch?
Yes.
Oh, good Jess.
Couldn't have guessed that.
Thank you so
I
much.
Know nothing about
Set
that.
Set in Hawaii.
I was thinking Surf's Up.
That's all right. That's another great animated film.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Bride.
Princess Bride.
Punch.
Bride Wars.
And yes.
Thank you very much.
She's quick.
I literally watched that the other day.
Okay. Red light, green light, money, gun, and squid.
Squid Games.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not a movie, but whatever.
All right, we're going TV series. I know, yeah.
Me just focusing on everything being topical and
trending,
relevant.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Trending, but there you go. Well done.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
do
next
I get
one.
A point for that? I need this.
Want a Miss Melon's voucher?
Play
okay, next one. Car, rewind and scientists.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, well done, Ducko.
Thank you so much.
All
how
right.
How many do you have left? Because I'm on three, Jess is on two, Nick's on none.
Oh, wow, I did a lot. No, two more, sorry.
Okay. If I get one more, I win. Just FYI to everyone.
Okay, next one is green tick, man, TV, and camera, filming.
Ooh. Green mile.
Oh, no, green tick.
Anchorman.
Please rewind.
Oh.
Be kind, rewind.
No,
yeah, that'd be
okay,
green
he's
tick.
Getting filmed.
Oh, the Truman Show.
Yes, nice.
Ah, well
What's
done,
the tick?
Ducker.
True?
True.
Yes.
Sure.
True
you sound
man.
Convinced?
True Man.
True Man Show. There you go.
Jace adjusted them for me there.
Yeah, that's not
Thanks,
bad.
Jace.
That was good.
Yay, they were good ones.
Okay. Oh, you're on
Isn't
more?
Three do one between
more.
You two?
No, I'm on four.
No,
Jess
he's
is on
got
two.
Four. Oh, do one yeah. more. But, do we let Nick have a go?
Yeah, sure.
All right,
we won't answer.
Let Nick have a go.
Okay, guys. I think Nick might get this one, hopefully. Man, snow, and water. Aussie.
Snow old. Dogs.
Man, snow, and
man,
water.
Snow. Oh, Man from Snowy River.
Yes!
Love Island, it is back, baby.
That's right, Love Island, Straya. And I'm actually scared we're going to use up all our time with this next legend just on her rap sheet. So I'll try and go as fast as I can, okay? We met her on The Bachelor. We rooted for her on Bachelor in Paradise. We fell in love with her when she became Queen of the Jungle and she won all that money for Dementia Australia. Mm-hmm. We get off on her range of vibrators, of course. We follow her on Instagram and we high-five her when she takes down and takes on those trolling anti-vaxxers. She is now hosting the Love Island After Party on Channel 9 and 9 now. Her name is Abby Chatfield and we bloody love her. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, guys. What a rundown.
Mate, oh, goodness. You have got quite the resume, girlfriend, but Love Island After Party, what can we expect? It's on tonight. What are we going to see?
Exclusives from the villa. We've got interviews with people who are close to contestants, so like mums, roommates, best friends, I think I'm looking forward to the most. We've got some panellists and we've got some live crossers to the villa to talk to the contestants to see what's going on, like, literally right then.
Like OG Big Brother style, where they cross the house and everyone has to be quiet in the house.
Yes, kind of that. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you're going to get mums on. Sure. Like, this is a raunchy, sexy show, Abby. You're going to be like, so, Mrs. Whatever, what are you reading Ryan's behavior?
Exactly. Imagine Ryan's number, like, 500, plausible. And it's how many girls a week was he bringing home? Were they good or...?
Yeah, well, speaking of, so, yeah, this guy Ryan claims that he's bettered 500 women. We've crunched the numbers on that. That's over one a week if he started when he was 15.
And how old is he now?
25.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's too many. You can't be doing that. I don't think so. No one's got the stamina.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have you bailed him up about his maths there, Abby?
Oh, I would love to talk to him. When I talk to him, I'm going to be like, mate, I know if it's poor maths, if it's an ego thing, or if it was a typo on the application and now we have to go with it. Like one of those things where it's like, oh, someone's been to New York. Yeah. But my name's Addy. Yeah, totally.
You know,
getting too far. Yeah. And now he's like, it's on national television at 500, I guess, not 50.
I've got to lead into it. It's interesting, Abby, because I know it's an interesting conversation. I think the rhetoric online isn't so much slut shaming for a man. It's just like, there is no way you've done 500 and you're only 25.
Liar.
It doesn't make sense. And then the thing of the, I've ever had a bad review.
Oh, yeah.
Well, are they just tickets on yourself.
You're
asking for a review. Give me a checklist.
He gets the iPad after the deed. You can do the smiley faces or the frowny faces.
Ryan's TripAdvisor page.
You know what? If we do the numbers, if it is 500, he's got no repeat customers. So actually, what are the good reviews? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can't be that good.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fair. I didn't think about that.
And how tiring.
You didn't know until just then.
And Abby, do you have much to do with Sophie Monk? Do you have much crossover with her?
We've got some time with Sophie. I met her for the first time on the photo shoot, and we've got a little segment tonight with her. So, yeah, bless her. She's so lovely. We love Sophie.
Nice.
So good. Now, Abby, you've been in lockdown like the rest of us. We read a stat this morning that singles coming out of lockdown, obviously New South Wales, we got Freedom Day just this week, have forgotten how to flirt and forgotten how to kiss. I mean, you've been in lockdown with the rest of us. How did you go coming out and getting back into the world?
Yeah, I did bring someone home with me on Monday.
Okay, good.
Monday night. Also, side note, Abby, how good was getting loose on a Monday night? Didn't it feel free?
Well, I was with Jimmy and Holly from The Bachelor.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And we met for the first time and I drank so much that I'm not drinking until the weekend. I've had dinners. I'm like traumatized. But yeah, no, it didn't go well. Monday night didn't go well for me. I was really awkward and I was really weird. So I think it's correct.
Yes, okay.
I mean, you still sealed the deal, I guess, so you can't have been too
No, I didn't. No. We got home and I was like, you can go home now. And I was like, I'm so used to being alone in my apartment.
Yes, I don't want people in my space now. Yeah. That's very fair.
Too much.
Well, the Love Island After Party tonight after Love Island, 9:30, Channel 9. Thanks for joining us, Abby. Great to have you
on.
Thanks,
guys.
131060, what'd you choke on? Thank you,
no
Mrs.
Worries.
Doubtfire. 131060, what'd you choke on? I watched the most incredible video the other night. Oh, my God. So it's a woman who has, like, the CCTV security camera set up in her own backyard. I'm assuming there are others around the house, but this vision is from her doing a home workout in her little backyard area.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a little gym towel set up. She's got the mat. She looks like she's doing quite the workout. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, obviously, CCTV camera footage doesn't have any audio, but I'll try my best to describe the anxiety-inducing thing I just watched. she is doing her squats and she's doing a few, you know, bits and bobs, and then she goes over to have a sip of water. Now, the caption says she actually had chewing gum in at the time. Mm. I don't know who works out with gum, but that's her prerogative.
People do. I even see sports players sometimes play with gum and tuck it in their teeth.
So yeah. So she obviously had gum in her mouth, and she's obviously huffing and puffing from doing this quite intense home workout. So she takes a sip of water, and then all of a sudden you see her do that thing where your chest starts convulsing because the gum has lodged in her throat. She's accidentally swallowed the gum, but it hasn't gone all the way down. She is home alone. You see her frantically run to the door, but she realizes, well, no one's bloody home. Then you see her frantically look around. Minutes are actually ticking by at this stage, and the anxiety is just increasing and increasing. Eventually she spots, you see her look at her outdoor furniture setting, and you think, what's she going to do here? And she slams her body on the corner of one of her outdoor chairs, I guess trying to give herself the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
You know, where you go behind, you've seen it in shows, you maybe seen it in real life, where you squeeze the person's diaphragm almost.
Does that actually work?
Yes,
it can break your ribs.
And so you've got to be quite accurate, don't you, to get it right?
Yeah, and the new advice is a sharp tap kind of between the shoulder blades.
Right, yeah. Well, she's obviously gone into, what do I know to do?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a great episode of Sex in the City where Miranda starts choking on a piece of chocolate cake and she has to do that on the kitchen bench, but she's just slamming her stomach almost.
Oh,
but yeah, she like three or four times, and you can see her movements becoming slower almost because she's obviously losing oxygen.
Oh my gosh.
So one last, she just slams her stomach onto this chair and you see the gum fly out, and she basically collapses from, I guess, part relief and part
stress.
A rush of
oxygen
to the head. But it was unbelievable to be home alone, home workout, chewing gum, and she could have died.
Choking's horrific.
Hence the question, what'd you choke on?
What'd you choke on? 131060 is the number.
Mm. Biggest fear as a parent. Like,
oh, I can't even imagine.
The frequency with which kids just start choking when they're little, and you just got to watch them like a hawk.
I mean, I'm 30 and you've seen me eat. Yeah. I don't take a breath.
Blink and you miss it.
Last time we had hard shell tacos, and I'm all for the hard shell, but a piece of the hard shell got caught in my throat because I don't chew my food enough. And so not only the choking, but the pain of the jagged edge. And Angus was like, have some guacamole. So I just scooped up all the guacamole I could fit in my palm.
Have some water, dingus.
No, the guac will do it, mate. Add some sour cream.
In that moment, the person who's not choking is the authority.
I'm listening to
Angus, like, have the guacamole. Yeah. So I scooped up all the guacamole and tried to, like, pelican it down. And got it done. So thankfully, guacamole saved my life.
Absolutely, it did.
Oh, goodness.
I choked on the words when I asked Georgette to marry me.
Okay, lovely.
Angie on socials has come out and said, I stole some ham from the work fridge and then choked on it later. # karma.
Oh, Angie, naughty thing. What about this one from Mrs. Cummins 2020, posted on our socials. Went to a Christmas thing at Waratah Village, choked on a big sausage.
Thank you for the detail.
Careful, you're going to trigger Mrs. Cummins. I'll have a hard shell taco again, but if you're choking on ham and a big sausage, are you steering clear of them from
now on?
There'd
be a lot of choking on big sausages, I would have thought.
You would have thought.
That we'll get from this segment.
You know, if you don't chew for long enough.
That's so true.
It's too big to get down the esophagus.
Esophagus. I once choked on a popcorn kernel.
Very small.
Yeah, well, it stuck right in the corner. It was more scratchy. I wasn't fearing for my life, but I was just annoyed.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn this situation.
This situation sucks.
I don't deserve this.
So 131060, at the risk, give us a call. What'd you choke on?
What'd you choke on?
We'll do it after.
Greg from Rutherford, what did you choke on?
How are you going, guys?
Great. Thanks, Greg.
When I was about 6 or 7 year old, we were having Chinese with the family. And I was renowned for, like, shoveling food in my face.
Fantastic.
And I was obviously not chewing Peking steak properly. And I've got some lodged in my throat. I'm choking. And I'm sitting there with my two older brothers who are rolling around the floor laughing at me because I'm choking.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm apparently going blue and all the rest of it. My dad had to run in and, like, put his fingers in my throat and pull it out.
Oh my god, those were just
funny. And now it's like a running joke for the last 30 years about me choking this.
To be fair, as a sibling, you would think that was funny. You wouldn't think the severity of the situation.
So I'm 7, they're like 11 and like 15 or something.
Look at little Greg choking. Yeah. Choke boy!
No more Peking steak for Greg, I can imagine.
Well, I didn't eat it for 10 years. But now here I am married and my wife puts crap on me as well for it. So.
Yeah. So your dad...
Right. Did you get a nickname like Steak Boy or something?
Yeah.
No, nothing like that stuff.
Chokey McChoke Choke.
The classic.
Did your dad put his fingers in your throat?
He put his fingers in my throat and physically pull it out.
Oh, my goodness.
He must have very nimble fingers.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Oh, wait. It was rough.
He was just trying to push it down your throat, so you just ate it. Yeah. Like, just take it.
Eat something for once, Gregory.
Wow.
Thank you, Greg. Casey, what did you choke on?
Hi. So, personally, it wasn't me, but it was my 10-month-old baby who choked on a stick at the beach at the time.
Oh.
So, become lodged in his throat and become unconscious very quickly. We couldn't get the stick out because it was like a textured stick, so we couldn't pull it out or push it down. So we're running around this beach trying to find someone to help us for a few minutes. And we're about 30 minutes away from the nearest hospital. So we had to run back to the car, get our mobile phones, and call for an ambulance, which was about the longest 8 minutes of our entire life.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
10-month-old baby, blue with black lips, was not handy.
Jeez, on a stick.
Oh, there's nothing more horrifying.
Oh, seriously.
Cannot imagine.
Seriously, that. Thank you for sharing, Casey. Let's go to Bree. What'd you choke on?
A KFC chicken nugget.
Oh, rude. Rude.
Oh, no.
Just trying to enjoy me nugs.
Were you hung over? Like, where were you? Driving somewhere?
No, so I was about 10 years old and we were all at my dad's work and dad's like, oh, we'll just grab KFC for lunch. And me and my sister were playing in a separate room and obviously me just loving a nugget, forgetting to chew, just kind of swallowed it whole, getting stuck and... yeah, stopped breathing, which I don't know. Mum and Dad said it was about probably 3 minutes, but
oh my gosh,
obviously felt like a longer time. Second to death, like collapsing and just falling to my death, Dad was like, she's fine, she's fine. And Mum's like, frantically running around saying, someone do something. I was turning blue. I literally couldn't even gasp for a breath. Mum then turned to the bottle of Coke that we had sitting there, tried to shove that down my throat and brought it all back up and was able to breathe. But yeah, apparently it was seconds to death. So,
Oh my gosh.
From a nug.
Yeah, from a cheeky nug.
No more nugs for Bree.
You never want the nugs again.
No.
Didn't think about that, but sticking your fingers in your throat and making yourself vomit is probably a way to go.
That's good. Hit the gag reflex.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Amy's in Mount Hutton. Let's wrap this up. Amy, what'd you choke on?
A bug.
What bug?
What are we talking? Sick insect, grasshopper?
What are you bugs for?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So we were overseas in Fiji. I'd just gotten off a cruise ship and we're walking along at the shops and something had flown into my mouth.
Yeah.
And I started choking and I was going red. And my partner was hitting me on the back trying to get it out, which was obviously doing nothing.
Yeah.
So then I'm, rubbing my throat and trying to get this thing out and end up swallowing it.
Oh, you swallowed the Fijian bug.
Yeah.
I hope that whatever bug it was is a delicacy in some countries.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've choked on a fly before, but not life-threatening. Yeah. Just like they come in, you know what I mean?
They come in and they go down.
Yeah.
Riding a bike, you always get a fly in the mouth.
Yeah.
Close your mouth when you ride your bike.
Oh, I'm just so happy.
He's just always, look at me go, I'm doing it.